From NPR News in Washington, I'm Barbara Klein. The health care overhaul bill proposed by Senate Democrats is on track to move forward. Lawmakers voted along party lines to forestall a Republican filibuster and allow the bill to be debated on the Senate floor. NPR's Audie Cornish has more.
Senate Democrats hailed the vote as historic. New York Senator Charles Schumer.
The road ahead is not a smooth one. But the wind is now at our backs.
As it stands, the Senate bill is designed to cover 31 million more uninsured. It would be paid for with cuts to Medicare spending, fees on drug makers and insurers, and taxes on health plans with the most generous benefits. Republican leader Mitch McConnell said GOP lawmakers would fight the measure.
The American people are asking us to stop this bill, and we're going to do anything and everything we can to prevent this measure from becoming law.
Formal debate is set for the week after Thanksgiving. Audie Cornish, NPR News, the Capitol.
The Army psychiatrist charged in the mass shooting this month at Fort Hood in Texas will stay in confinement until his trial on 13 counts of first-degree murder. For now, he'll stay in a San Antonio hospital. From member station KUHF in Houston, Jack Williams has more.
A military magistrate says Major Nadal Hassan can stay in an Army hospital in San Antonio under pretrial confinement while he awaits the next step in his case. The magistrate made the decision during a hearing in Hassan's hospital room. Hassan is still in the intensive care unit and is said to be paralyzed. He was shot during a gun battle with civilian police officers at Fort Hood after he shot and killed 13 and wounded many more. Hassan's civilian attorney, John Galligan, says he's concerned about where Hassan will be moved after he's released from the hospital. For NPR News, I'm Jack Williams in Houston.
Israeli military jets carried out airstrikes in Gaza today. Israeli officials say the attack was in response to a rocket fired from the Gaza Strip on Saturday. Israel says it targeted two weapons factories and a tunnel that runs under the Egyptian border that's used for smuggling weapons. Palestinian officials say several people were injured. The anti-Israel Hamas faction says the strikes came after it had reached agreement with other Gaza-based militants to stop firing rockets at Israel. Iran begins 5 days of large-scale air defense war games today. The Iranian military says the exercises are designed to protect the country's nuclear facilities from attack. Iran insists its nuclear activities are for peaceful purposes, but several other countries charge Tehran with pursuing nuclear weapons capability. The U.S. and Israel haven't ruled out military action if the dispute over Iran's nuclear activities isn't resolved diplomatically. A top Iranian cleric has reiterated his threat to target the heart of Tel Aviv if Israel attacks. This is NPR News. In Indonesia, at least 290 people have been pulled to safety after the ferry they were on sank near the island of Sumatra. The boat had been swamped by massive waves. At least one person died. Despite Indonesia's reliance on ferries, the number of accidents has increased in recent years. Music's Motown brand is now 50 years old. The company celebrated its anniversary last night with a red carpet gala in its hometown of Detroit, Michigan. NPR's Wendy Kaufman takes a look back at Motown's imprint.
Berry Gordy, a young and obscure songwriter, started what would become Motown with an $800 loan. The label brought us music from, among others, Stevie Wonder, Marvin Gaye, Aretha Franklin, Diana Ross, The Temptations, and Smokey Robinson.
If you feel like giving me a lifetime of devotion, I second that emotion.
In 1988, Berry Gordy sold Motown to MCA. It was subsequently acquired by Universal. But Motown music endures. Wendy Kaufman, NPR News.
A Hong Kong businessman has purchased Michael Jackson's famous white glove for $350,000. When commissions are added in, he'll pay $420,000 with taxes on top of that. He was the highest bidder at an auction in New York yesterday. The glove fetched far more than the $40,000 to $60,000 it was expected to bring in. The black jacket the late pop star wore during a 1989 world tour brought in $225,000. I'm Barbara Klein, NPR News in Washington.